China.
The internet. Access delayed. VPNs are getting slower in China. Why?
The internet is not beyond the law, warned police in Fujian province earlier this month. They had recently arrested a man identified as Mr. Gong for using a virtual private network, or VPN. This is a piece of software that can make it appear as if a computer or mobile phone is in another country. VPNs thus allow netizens to bypass the Great Firewall, as China's system of online censorship is known. By using one, Mr. Gong had allowed false foreign information to flow into China, the police claimed. It is illegal to access a VPN in China without official permission. In practice, though, users are rarely punished. That is because the government understands the practical benefits of VPNs. Without them, foreigners would be less likely to visit, and local businesses would struggle to find overseas customers. So Mr. Gong's case has come as a surprise. According to the police, he had last used a VPN 4 years ago. The chattering masses online believe the authorities are making an example of him. The big question is whether, in general, the government is taking a firmer line on VPNs. Over the past few months, several popular ones have become less reliable. Users have grumbled about difficulty accessing blacklisted websites such as Facebook and Google. Our ladders over the Great Firewall have broken, say commentators on Weibo, a social media site. A tracking tool run by Great Fire, a censorship watchdog, backs up these complaints. Over the past 60 days, a VPN from a company called ExpressVPN, one of the biggest providers of the software, has been running 41% slower than in the previous 60 days. Another VPN from a company called Astril has been running 11% slower over the same period. In total, 8 of the 10 VPNs tracked by Great Fire have become more sluggish in China. Such disruptions have happened in the past, but they have usually coincided with important political events, such as the meeting of China's legislature every spring. No such events are happening now. Another explanation points to China's censorship regime, which has got tighter in recent years. Subjects that were once safe to talk about in a critical way online, such as the economy, are now deemed sensitive. Perhaps the government has started to think that the risks of VPNs outweigh the benefits, says a co-founder of Great Fire.